It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
Kind of like the way the voice lady says my name, Squid Billy. I like that.
That's weird.
All right, W Sauce, Breakfast Sauce. Breakfast sauce too, Bloody Mary mix, Key West style. Get up WSauce.com, bind your bottle today. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck. It
El Camino.
Doesn't matter. El Camino, it don't matter.
Conversion van, doesn't matter.
I think that's the type of truck. can be, depending on where you're from. Anyways.
Ice cream truck. I know the Squid's got one of those ice cream trucks, so.
The creepy old beat up white van.
Yeah, the ones with the faded stickers on the
still side. In circulation.
Yeah.
Free puppies.
Those don't scream John Wayne Gacy. Anyways, get her my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Call my boy Anthony today, the official truck and trailer repair of
We Are the Nation.
Squid Nation.
Rob's Rejects, by the way, debuted today, didn't it? Send in your mugshot and your poor credit score.
Yeah.
And you'll be strongly considered for membership.
I think for the t-shirt design, like, your logo will have, like, bars.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Just a mugshot.
If your credit score is not under 520, you are not eligible.
Have you lost your job recently? You're qualified for Rob's Rejects.
Living in your car.
Yeah.
Give
All right.
Go.
Anyways. So... I think we've got a new member of Squid Nation. I think Jason Garrett is officially on the Squid Nation train.
Well, remember if he becomes a part of it, you can't fire him. It takes forever, so hopefully he's solid.
Well, I'm not Jerry Jones. I'll fire him quickly if we need to. He would be the second redhead behind Drew Butler in there. But that being said, he had some thoughts after Dak Prescott signed that just monster contract, now the highest paid player in the NFL, right before the game started yesterday, or the slate was to kick off because they were the 4 o'clock game. He had some very strong worded thoughts or words for the Dak Prescott haters.
But back to Dak, he just plays the game at a high level. I hear these clowns on TV say he's overrated, he's not in the top 10. Watch the game. Yeah. He's an incredible football player, great leader for that team.
Yeah, we are not the clowns on TV.
That's not us.
Yeah, there's some clowns on radio that say the same thing, Jason, so you just don't limit to TV.
I was going to say, just replace TV with Twitter. And I feel like that, yeah you're right, he might be a member of Squid Nation.
I mean, when I heard it, I go... I feel like I wrote it for him. Although I would have put a three-letter word in front of
a lot of credit.
I would have put a three-letter word in front of clowns.
Okay.
You can think about
it. Yeah, I got you.
It'll make sense to you. But I agree with his take wholeheartedly. Dak Prescott is a top 10 quarterback. If you hate on Dak Prescott, then there's probably something wrong with your football acumen because you don't have it. He's a very good player. You cannot blame the entirety of the failures of that franchise on Dak Prescott. He deserves the money.
Agreed.
If you're going to pay the Joe Burrows of the world who can go out and lay eggs, and just like Dak had, Deshaun Watson still has gotten more guaranteed money and has done way less, and has a bigger rap sheet than Dak Prescott does. So, you know, I less
Dak
suspensions.
Dak has no rap sheet.
Well, my point's proven. Lantern Motor Speedway yesterday was the home of the start of the playoffs. And that track, Mike, as you well know, we've been there, we've been on it, we've been in cars on that track, we've been to races at that track with a new setup. It does not disappoint.
Yeah, it's pretty grippy these days.
You know, it's funny, is we had Joey Logano on the show. You told Joey Logano how the track had kind of gotten with a little bit more grip, that the asphalt had kind of gotten chewed up a little bit.
I said, look, Logano, we're me and Bo are some of the few people that have actually been on there recently. We were on there 2 weeks ago for the NASCAR experience. Shout out to Atlanta Motor Speedway and Brandon Hutchinson. And I said, look, here's some insight. It's grayed up a little bit. It's pretty grippy. And he said, okay, that's good to know, man. I'm glad you let me know that.
Did Joey Logano listen to Mike Johnson? Let's find out.
Logano gets another little shove from Ryan Blaney. And the two Penske's clear Suarez. But Daniel's not giving up. It's Joey Logano clearly out in front. But is there a late run? Remember how this finished. Chastain into the wall, but he's able to keep it going. Has Suarez got something special like he did in February? They're crashing into the wall. Porsche comes out of the checker. They're flying everywhere and Hamlin is involved. Joey Logano prevails in this first playoff race. His crew chief Paul Wolf told us he's a big time, big pressure racer and he delivers.
I like the Brit play-by-play.
You like that?
Play.
Makes it sound kind of cool.
Big time, yeah.
If Jason Garrett is a member of the Squid Squad, then I think that Joey Logano is probably a member of the Mafia, if I'm being quite honest here. So
we'll
go tit for tat there.
I want to thank the 22 car for being very, very fun and being a good sport in the interview, but you can have him. I will stick to the 12 car in Penske. I don't need that 22.
What driver's a reject then? Who's a miscreant that might?
You can have Austin Cindric. He's got Rob's rejects written all over it.
And, that's not true.
But a great.
Definitely Corey LaJoy. He's still looking for a ride.
Well, I think Austin Dillon might be in there. I mean, you gotta potentially injure people to win races. But
I do want to say too, Joey Logano in his post race presser yesterday was talking about, and I can't remember the exact number he used, but you know the Terra condos right there in Turn 4 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. He was like, you know, I lived in one of those condos for a while. He was like, I mean, this place is special to me. He was like, you know, condo number 708. I can't remember the exact number. It was 807 or 705 or something like that. And I thought that was so cool, man. So he was giving a massive shout out to Atlanta Motor Speedway. But what a great race. It's the hottest ticket on the circuit down there for NASCAR. And, you know, they continue to do good things.
It's cool. It was cool to see. I love seeing the good finishes. I got home and was able to watch the last probably 30 or so laps. And the racing was just amazing nonstop. I tell you what, Mike, I don't know if you get to see it, but the way they're pushing each other there, they have put the word bump back in bump drafting.
Yeah.
Because they are full-fledged shoving you.
Yeah, they definitely are. It's a little bit nerve-wracking if your guys are getting shoved, but it's a good stuff. It's a good product. It's action-packed, man.
All right, my girl just texted me. Actually, Rob's Rebellion. Not Rob's Reject. Rob's Rebellion.
No.
Yes. Rebellion.
No,
don't let her talk yet.
Reject sounds so much better. It's got that triple flair. Rebellion just sounds like an overused phrase these days. Everybody's got a Rebellion.
Rejects it is. Sorry, babe.